A very good morning, Eagle FM listeners. It's now exactly 2 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock, and you are now listening to Social Times with Francina, and that's of course on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. I hope you guys are enjoying your beautiful Saturday morning. I can't say it's a Black Friday. Let me say maybe say it's a Black Saturday, because you know, it's going, some are running it until tomorrow, some are still running it until next month. But I hope you guys are enjoying your Saturday, and it's almost that festive season that's kicking in, and it's now giving the wedding vibes, get together family vibes and all that. I hope we are all looking forward to go meet our loved ones and spend time to be with our loved ones. You know, it has been a whole long year, and you know, some of us are going to switch off the working season and turn on the festive season and all that. You know, switch off our minds to work aside and family time, and yeah, get together and all that. So today we are going to talk about respect. You know, I've noticed that we respect each other, some respect the others according to who they are, where they stand in life, what do they do for a living, what else, age, and so many things that we respect people, or respect each other, or respect yourself in terms of where do you stand, what do you do, who you are, how old you are. And I've also realized that sometimes we have that thing of, I'm grown, I'm older than you, respect me. But as an adult, sometimes we also fail to respect the younger ones, you know, because of that mentality of the age. So that's what we are going to look at and focus on and all that. But before we dive into what I want to talk about today, which is now on respect, let's go for a warm-up music or song, and then we'll be right back so we dive into what we have for you today. Do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency.
An empty street, an empty house, a hole inside my heart. I'm all alone, the rooms are getting smaller. I wonder how, I wonder why, I wonder where they are. The days we had, the songs we sang together, oh yeah. Reaching for a love that seems so far. So I say a little prayer and hope my dreams will take me there, where the skies are blue, to see you once again, my love. Overseas from coast to coast, to find the place I love the most, where the fields are green, to see you once again. Stop to keep myself from thinking, oh no. I wonder how, I wonder why, I wonder where they are. The days we had, the songs we sang together. Say a little prayer and hope my dreams will take me.
Taking the easy way.
that was the sounds of Westlife, If I Let You Go. It's exactly 13 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. If you have just tuned in, you are listening to Social Times with Francina, and that's, of course, on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And like I said, I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And today's topic discussion will be on respect. Before we went for that musical break, I mentioned that I've noticed that respect comes in a different kinds of way, or some people respect we respect the others in terms of where they stand in life, who they are, and what do they do, and also age. You know, sometimes we have that thing of, I'm an adult, respect me. But a child also needs to be respected. So it's not only about the age. Yes, obviously the age you need to respect, but then there's some terms and conditions, you know. There are just some areas where you have to respect, either by age by age. So now sometimes, let me say, for example, you're at a workplace and your senior is younger than you, you know, and you are the adult. Now, sometimes now also the young ones, they consider, because of where they stand, the profile that they stand in that certain company, they use that, the profile as, that's what they use to respect you with, you know. So if they see themselves that I'm your manager and you are just here below me, I'm younger than you, I expect you to, obviously, yes, the respect needs to be there, but it doesn't mean because you are a manager or you are a CEO, now you have to disrespect a person because of the title that you hold and all that. So we're going to look at all that and, you know, dive deeper into it. So, you know, like I said, the deep down, root causes often includes, insecurity, the fear, power struggles, poor role models, stress and overwhelm, social conditioning, and also sometimes lack of emotional skills. So let's focus more on the personal way, like why you personally might be experiencing disrespect, you know. Sometimes you may be too accommodating or too kind. You know, people mistake it for weakness. You know, when they see you are so kind, they see that you have a soft heart and you are kind-hearted, sometimes they take advantage of that. They'll be like, ah, it's Miss Francina. What will she say? What will she do? You know, because you know that she's quiet or she's kind or she's what, or it's James. What will James do about it? Because you know that James is a quiet person, he hardly talks and all that. You know, some people, they are quiet, but deep down they are angry. You know, they argue within their heart, or they go speak out to someone else. Or when someone, maybe, let me say it's maybe, for example, it's something that happened at the workplace. So obviously, you will sometimes want to share it with your colleague because you might think it will reach now the person. Sometimes you will say it out of your workplace or even within the workplace, so it reaches the person because you can't really face that person or speak straightforward to that person. So sometimes because of you being too accommodative and too kind, they take it as you are weak. You know, but it's just because of you. It's who you are. And you know that such people that are accommodative and too kind, once they get angry, it's when you notice that, no, this person is really someone different. It's just that that's not how they are. And you now, once you, the day you end up seeing how, you see the true colors of that person that day, you even end up going to say, no, she's disrespectful or he's disrespectful because of what happened that day. But it's because you took advantage of the accommodative and the kindness of the person. So you give more than you receive. So when someone really says no, others may push limits without even realizing it. So sometimes Now this, when you are also disrespected in terms of now, being accommodative and too kind, you try to avoid conflicts, what I was talking about now before. Try to avoid the conflict because you know who you are. You are not that person of into arguments and fights and all that. And, you know, I've seen, even when you are with, at back home, when you are home with adults and then you did something wrong, you know, there's just some people when you are being scolded by a parent or an adult, you are just quiet. You don't respond. You don't say anything. You are just quiet. And then because you are quiet, then the parent will be like, you are disrespectful. Like, I'm talking to you and you're not responding. You have no respect at all. But sometimes, you know, it comes of how are you raised, you know. The respect also comes of how you are raised. Where are your background? Where were you raised from? Who raised you, you know? So sometimes someone is raised of, if an adult is talking to you, you don't back chat. You don't say anything unless you are being asked a question. But if a parent is scolding you, you keep quiet. And then there's some that while the parent is arguing to us, scolding them, they walk away. Yeah? Or they are being asked, they walk away. So now the parent will be there. I'm asking you, you're just quiet and all that. I'm scolding you. Okay, let me say I'm scolding you and you're just quiet. You're not saying anything. It's because the person is raised of, when an adult is talking to you or scolding you, unless you are being asked a question, you keep quiet, don't say anything. Unless you are asked to why you did it. But if you are being scolded of what you did, obviously you just be quiet. And then when the adult is done scolding you, it's when you say, I'm sorry, or something. But then there's still some, while they are being scolded, they walk away. Or even while, after being scolded, instead of now saying, I'm giving an apology, you just go. After they are done talking. You know? So the disrespectful comes in a different kind of ways. So you also let things go even when you are hurt. This is what I mentioned also, because you don't want too many things, or you don't want to you know, create a whole chaos. Sometimes something is just, it's just a small mess that happened, but then you are trying to make it like look like it's something big. And you are patient to also, you are patient, to a fault. So this doesn't mean you should become harsh, just that boundaries might need strengthening. So when, you find yourself that, you are an accommodative person, you are a kind person, you need to set boundaries, you know, because if you don't set boundaries, if you don't have boundaries, obviously they will disrespect you because they know that, even if I do this, what will he or she do or say? But if they know that, no, if I do this, this is what will happen. Because you know that the person has set boundaries of, this is how far you can go, you know, in terms of my kindness and my accommodation and all that. So also, you don't communicate your boundaries, what I was now speaking just right now, like clearly. Sometimes you need to show them clearly or say about them clearly. You know, sometimes you also need to be open up, like speak up. You know, if you know, like you know who you are, you need to speak up, like, okay guys, this is who I am. I'm a quiet person, I'm a kind person and all that, but please let's respect each other in terms of this and that and that. You know, when you speak, you also you also alert a person to know that what kind of person you are, what kind of the boundaries that you have, you know. So you don't like, for example, you don't say, please don't talk to me that way or whatnot. You assume others should know better, and but a hint, you hint instead of stating needs directly. So clear boundaries, they create respect, because they know very well, loud, they are loud and clear about it, that no, this is what he or she likes or doesn't like. So when your fellow colleague or family member knows, or your friend knows your boundaries, then they won't overstep them, you know, because they know that, no, I know that Maria has these boundaries. I know that Francina has set boundaries on this. So let me end here and all that. So also, sometimes the disrespect can also be because of, maybe you are surrounded by people who lack emotional maturity. You know, some environments, workplaces, families or friend groups normalize disrespect. You know, sometimes you feel drained after interacting. People compete, gossip, or belittle you. The apologies are rare, or only certain personalities are valued, you know. So, sometimes, the problem is the setting and not you. You know, you are with people, or let me say that you're at a workplace, or with family members, or a group of friends, or just your friend, you know, and you end up hearing something about someone, but you are not sure of it. You weren't there, you just heard it, but you're not sure if it's true. You know, sometimes rumors can be created. You know, you just hear something and then you conclude already. So you heard something about a certain colleague or family member or a friend, or and then you, because of what you heard, you start behaving according to what you've heard about the person. You heard that this person maybe steals or took something or just did something wrong. Now, because, or maybe you heard that, no, that one is an alcoholic and all that. And then sometimes the person just saw the person once. Maybe you saw that person drunk at a certain place, you know, and because of what you saw that day, from the next day, you end up disrespecting the person because you're like, ah, this one that's a drunkard and what's on. Because of what you saw that happened the previous night, you now use that picture, use that day as something big. You now end up disrespecting the person. You had the respect for the person, but because of what you saw that happened the previous night, and it hardly happens, or it doesn't even happen at all. You know, maybe that person was just in their going through their emotions or something, and they decide of, or maybe they're just like, let me make myself happy, let me be happy today. And then because of what you saw the previous night and all that, you decide like, ah, she's a drunkard, he's a drunkard and all that. Now you start disrespecting, like, ah, I who is she, the drunkard or what now, because of what you have seen and all that. You know, sometimes I've also realized that you see someone that's older than you, and they are maybe still in school, they are still busy studying, or still in high school, and you have completed, and you have started working. Now, because you know that you work, you earn this and that, and you know that she's still a student, or he's still a student, or he or she holds no qualification, and all that, you disrespect them because of where they stand, because of what they have, because of what they hold, you know. But respect needs to be everywhere, you know. Now, because you know that she's a nobody because of they are doing nothing, they're just home, and now you are using your title as who to respect. Now you are respecting someone that according to what they do for a living and all that. But this certain person that you are disrespecting, tomorrow can be your, this person can be your boss tomorrow. This person can be your, what's the word? The word now has disappeared from my mind, but this person can be your lifesaver tomorrow. This person can be your solution tomorrow. But then, now you looking at, you'll be like, this one, they're just at home. What can she do? What can he do? But tomorrow you'll find your car stuck in the mud. This person's going to come help you. You can find you stuck somewhere. This person is going to help you. You can find yourself, you go in the shop. You are short with a certain amount of money, and you meet in the shop because now you see that Wushinga have the $5 to add for me. Just to your surprise, the $5 they do have it. You find the certain person will still be the one that's going to correct you somewhere, not only about education, but in general. You know, in terms of maybe you are in the same culture, you need assistance in something, you need to be corrected in something. Now, this person, the same person, is going to correct you that, no, this is what is done. And now, because you hardly, you find yourself now stuck somewhere in life, and now you need that assistant. You are now ashamed of going to ask the person because of what? Because you are disrespecting the person. Because all along you'll be like, will she ever? I will never find myself going to assist or going to get help from, ask for assistance from this person. Because by the look of things, will she ever be someone in life? Or will he ever be someone in life? You know? So you think of the present and you don't think of the future. You know? You don't know what the future holds. Today you can be a whole employed person, you know? And tomorrow you wake up unemployed. And then we are all both at the same level. We are now going to be the same people, like we are the same now. Tomorrow you wake up, she's your boss or he's your boss. He's your senior, she's your senior. She's your trainer, he's your trainer. What would you do? Now, will you now start respecting the person by that stage because you know that now, he's my senior, she's my senior, or because now she corrected you or he corrected you in terms of something that you're facing or assisted you somewhere here and there? It's not because you want to respect the person. No. We need to start at, respect starts at the beginning. I know it depends on how you were raised, like I mentioned at the beginning. How were you raised by your guardian? Because the respect comes together with the package of who raised you. How were you raised? How were you taught to respect? Were you taught just to respect an elder or respect whether they are an adult or younger than you or who they are in life? What do they do for a living? Or were you just taught to respect those that are higher than you, or those that you're in the same lane with? And sometimes when you're in the same lane with, you disrespect them. You know, you still don't show the respect and all that. So you may overvalue others' feelings and undervalue your own. You know, if you prioritize everyone else, they may unconsciously, learn that your feelings don't matter as much. So this often comes from childhood roles, trauma, fear of conflict or abandonment. You know, you consider other people's feelings, you know, you value their feelings and your own. Sometimes you can also, disrespect yourself, you know, you don't respect yourself. You know who you are, you know what kind of person you are, but then you let your own, you let people disrespect you. You also disrespect yourself. You know that what you are doing is not right, what you are doing is wrong, or even just yourself, you know that this is my body and you are now not trying to cover up everything and all that. And then tomorrow someone approaches you, let's say someone approaches you, and you'll be like, this person has no respect. But you forgot to respect yourself. Because the way you are dressed sometimes, it's a way how people the world address you. So if you are dressed in a way that it's inappropriate, obviously an inappropriate person might even approach you because of the looks. You know, some people go, they respect you according to your looks. But then sometimes you find someone, a wealthy person, but they are not dressed as according to who they are in life. Now, because you see someone, you meet someone all dusty and all that, and then you just pass by because you see someone that's dirty, just to find out that this person is the owner of this certain place or certain company, or this is your certain uncle. You know, is maybe your uncle is a farmer. He has a whole big farm full of cattle and goats and all that, animals, you know. And now you, because you see him, he's wearing dusty shoes, you know, closed shoes, the dressing code is just not giving a vibe of someone that has something. So now you start disrespecting the person. And then once you are with your parents and then We were told, no, we are going to a certain uncle's farm just to see the owner of the farm, Mrs. Person that you passed by, because you don't want to greet the person because of what you see. You know, sometimes don't judge with what you see. Like it says, don't judge its book by its cover. So because of what you see outside, it's not what you see. It's not what's inside, you know. And sometimes what you see that's clean is not what you see that's inside. So you have to also be careful about this. Now, also you give, sometimes you also give second chances easily. You know, some people test your limits because you have shown you are tolerant. You will tolerate it. You know, forgiveness is good. Unlimited forgiveness without change is self-harm. So now sometimes you went through an argument, or you had a misunderstanding with your colleague at work, or your classmate, or your family members, or just someone, and then yes, forgiving is needed, but then you just that moment something happened, you already give a person another chance, you know. You don't at least try to be a bit harsh and just to show them that what you did is wrong. Now you, something happened, you are fine with, no, it's fine. Now tomorrow same thing happens, no, it's fine. So the person will be like, ah, even if this happens, I know she will forgive me that moment. She will give me another chance that moment. Let me say, for example, in terms of relationships, you're in a relationship with someone, the person, you spoke about, you guys sat down, you spoke about something you don't like, you know, that's going on in the relationship. Maybe you were like, I don't like the way you behave when we are in the midst of people. I don't love the way you are on your phone while we are seated with adults and all that. And then you keep on mentioning the same problem to this person, to this partner of yours. And then you end up, the person ends up doing the same thing continuously every time. And then you try to now argue with the person about this, like, no, this is what you do, what you did today. I keep on repeating myself that don't repeat the same thing, but you keep doing it. And then it's like, no, I'm sorry. And then you'd be like, okay, it's fine. Or same as cheating. You find your partner has cheated on you, you give another chance immediately. Like, you spoke about it that day. You argued about it that day. In the same day, you're like, no, it's fine. And then tomorrow, the person will be like, ah, she will understand, or he will understand most, because he always allows me. He always gives me a second chance. He loves me, or she loves me, so it's fine. You get comfortable with the second chances that you are always giving, and all that. And you know, sometimes they are also trying to test you. So it's always best. Obviously, forgiveness is needed, but it depends on what type of issue or what happened, you know, between the two of you, or between amongst you and your family members, in order for you to forgive immediately. There's sometimes where you just need to heal and then forgive. There's sometimes where, yeah, you just forgive that moment, because it's like, it's just something small and all that. It's exactly 36 minutes past the hour of 9 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, we are not we, but you are listening to Social Times with Francina, and that's of course on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And like I said, I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. You can also download our Eagle FM app, and you can take a listen to all the shows that are happening live. And if you have a show that you have missed and you want to know, like, go back to it and listen to it, or even if you didn't miss it but you enjoyed it and you want to listen to it again, you can visit our website, which is www.eaglefm.com.na, and you can pick the show that you want to listen to and all that. And we also have our newspaper that always runs Monday, Wednesday and Friday. It always comes out Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And you can also subscribe to our newspaper if you want to be always receiving the newspaper on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Now, before we continue to where we have left off, we are going for a musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned and do not leave that frequency.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall. Honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my beating heart. I'm thinking now. My hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the same.
Found love right where we are. And couldn't speak? What if I couldn't eat? What if I couldn't move? Would you still love me? What if my body ached and I always made you late? What if I couldn't wait? Would you still love me? Would you love me when it's hard and our life's falling apart? If the things that we once knew are long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray and my memory fades away, would you still love me? Would you still love me? What if I'm complicated, always leaving you frustrated? Nothing ever went quite right. Would you still love me? Wish I could let you know what the future holds. It's a promise I can't make. Through the good and bad, happy and sad, love's a risk that we must take. Would you love me when it's hard and our life's falling apart? If the things that we once knew are long gone, if our blue skies turn to gray,
I believe our love will last always.
Oh, yeah.
never believe in fairy tales. Though sometimes I wish I could, I never believe that golden slippers could ever find the perfect bud. I never believed in magic, all that wishes could come true. But your very first kiss changed all this. Something only you could do. You made me a believer. You made me trust again. You showed me there's a part of gold in every rainbow's end. I believe in you. One will ever take your place. I believe in you, in you, baby, baby.
And I believe
our love will last always.
Oh,
only love
sets you free.
And if it's so to fate, then you're my destiny.
It's exactly 8 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francine, and that's of course on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And I'll be taking you until the hour of 11 o'clock. And that was the sounds of Joe, I Believe in You. And we're busy focusing on respect. I touched some different areas of respect, whereby there's some areas where you are being respected because of where you stand in life, or what you do for a living, or your age, or according to how you were raised. So it comes in different packages. But then also focusing on disrespect. Why do you find yourself being disrespected? You know, I also touched on the root causes, which often include insecurity, social conditioning, fear, power struggles, stress and overwhelm, poor role models, or lack of emotional skills. And, you know, I touched on, you may be too accommodative and or too kind, you know, and which is something that people mistaken you of being weak, you know, they take it as your weakness. When you are not communicating or failing to communicate your boundaries clearly, you being surrounded by people who lack emotional maturity, and you overvaluing others' feelings and undervaluing your own, and you giving second chances too easily. So this is where I ended, whereby you give a second chance easily in terms of something that has happened between you and your colleague or family member or friend, and sometimes you have to now look around this. You need to look at on this situation that's happening amongst you and your colleagues or your family members or your friend, and it's when you can consider that should this be forgiven immediately now, or you need some time to heal or time to think about it, or just some time until you can forgive the person, just for you to show the person that what has happened or what happened between you or amongst you guys, it's something serious. And then that's when also one can learn that, no, what happened recently, this is what happened recently, and this is how it broke, or this is how it made our relationship or our friendship it turned out to be, and it was not easy to be forgiven. Let me not repeat the same thing, so I avoid such things. So also you sometimes you can also be dealing with people who project their own insecurities. You know, their disrespect says more about their internal issues than about you. You know, sometimes they might feel threatened by you, jealous, want to control, or lack of self-worth. Now sometimes, you know, because of who you are or where you stand, now they when they see you, they feel so much threatened, and sometimes they'll try to poison some other people's minds for them not to interact with you and all that. So now, because you feel that this person's a threat in my life and all that, you try to make people disrespect you. I mean, respect the person. You try to say things that aren't true because you want that person to be disrespected. And obviously, you know how painful it is to be disrespected. You know, it's something that can make one angry. It's something that can make one distance themselves from certain people. Or sometimes just for you to cut the relationship that you have, or just it changes you, you know, to be who you are, because of now that, no, I'm always being disrespected here. And it's very much painful when you are disrespected, because sometimes you don't really have the energy of speaking up or arguing about a certain thing, so you just keep quiet, and then they take it as you are fine with it, or it's who you are. But it's because sometimes you have a respect of what's happening. You know, you are in an argument with an adult, and the adult is at wrong at whatever has happened or is happening. So now have to, because it's an adult and you don't want to show disrespect, or you want to disrespect the person, sometimes you just have to go along with what's happening. And let's know how sometimes some adults take advantage of that, because you are an adult, like I'm an adult, so even if I'm wrong, he or she has to respect me. This way now some adults are also now wrong, you know. An adult, you can also be wrong towards a small child or someone that's younger than you, but now because you don't want to do so, because you feel, because of your age, you are like, who is she or who is she? As big as I am, she or he has no right to do this or ask me this. You know, even sometimes you find yourself, you are sharing rumors about a child, you know, maybe you are there sharing stories about, no, She's just a 15-year-old child, but you find her in the street with boys and what, and you now are busy telling your neighbors and all that. So now as a child, she hears rumors about that. She hears stories about, no, the auntie that's in the neighbor is saying, you're always with boys in the street and you are behaving like this and that and that. Yes, sometimes now you don't know, the child is in the street. Yes. If she's something wrong, yes. But then sometimes it might be relatives that are within the street, you know, and sometimes the child's not doing anything wrong. He or she might just be in the street, maybe just even seated there, having some fresh air and socializing with some people. Some of, yes, obviously as parents you fear the influence your child to be involved in and all that. But then sometimes it's just something that you know that it's not something that's wrong. Sometimes the child is just in the street, just seated there, and you find her seated with a opposite gender. You don't know who this person is. Maybe it's just the first time seeing that person. Sometimes it can be maybe a relative that came for holidays. Maybe it's their first time coming, and you notice now a new face, and then you start going to speak. Yeah, I saw her hair, and she's seated with a boy, and what. And now the child hear about it, and then she lets go about it, or he lets go about whatever you said about the him or her. And then comes again, and something comes up again. So another story comes up again. No, she's this A and B and C and D. You are saying this again. The child is quiet because it's an adult. And maybe the parent failed to approach that certain adult and parent would say, no, I hear you are saying this about my child. Please, let's show some respect and all that. And the child decides to tell their parent that, no, this is what I'm hearing. And as a child, maybe you see that your parent is failing to approach that adult. And then as a child, so I know there's some kids, they just go straight to the person like, no, please stop talking about me. I hear you saying this A and B and C about me. Please, if you have an issue, come straight to my parents or come straight to me. Sit down with me and talk to me rather than spreading into the streets stories about me. You're not even trying to ask or find out what's going on. You know, sometimes the child can just be in the street with a family member that recently came for holiday. It's maybe their first time coming over for holiday, and you see a new face. Now, for you to at least to investigate now first to find out who really this person is, you already start creating stories and rumors about, who was child like boys? She's just with boys in the street and what so not. Now, tomorrow you come knocking at the child's house or home and you're like, no, teach your child manners or teach your kids some manners because they have no respect at all. How does a child come and question me this and this and this and that? But sometimes a child has been hearing certain things from coming from the street because of what you said about the child. But the child is just quiet, you know. So now, obviously, quietness, you feel like, what will he or she do to me because of she's a child or he's a child. What will he or she do to me? So now the child will feel bad about it. And there are some kids that are straightforward. They will come and question you and ask you that, why are you saying this about me? And then tomorrow or that day, it's apparently disrespect. But the child came politely to ask you and to also tell you to stop, you know, bad mouthing about the child because he or she has been hearing this for so long, but you ignore because you're like, it's an adult, it's fine. But now because you haven't received or you haven't, no one has come to you to warn you about what you are saying, you feel like it's right, whatever that's happening is true. And who is she to, who is he to come question me if I'm an adult? You know? So we also need to respect the children here. Children also need to be respected. Not because you are an adult, you need to be respected, but you as an adult also need to respect the child. You know? So, another thing is that, you are growing up and the people around you are not. You know? you, when you evolve, set goals or become healthier, some people react with disrespect because they feel left behind. You challenge their comfort zone. They prefer the old version of you. You know, sometimes when your growth, triggers others' discomfort. So sometimes you decide to change who you are. You know, you are trying to grow into someone else. You want to set boundaries now. You want to become a different person and all that. And now the people around you, they feel, how do I put this? They feel like you are a threat, you know? Now because they've realized that, she's now upgrading or she's now, or he's now upgrading or he or she is now going to a different step or, you know, moving forward to something else. They feel like it's a challenge to them, you know, into their comfort, because now they'll be like, now they'll start respecting her or him because she has now become who. Okay, let me say, for example, the person got married. You guys are of the same peer age. You guys are the same age. And, you know, someone when gets married, you have to now like address them to their husband's surname, or address also the gentleman as to a grown person now. Even if you're the same age, obviously you have to at least now start saying, like let me say Noshwambo, you have to now start saying tate meme meme hoo tate hoo, because they are now married. Even though you guys are the same peer, you're the same age, you still have to show the respect, because now she's a married person, or he's a married person, or they are a married couple. Let me say the couple are friends to you. They are a married couple. So at least you have to address them with a tate or a meme, because they are no more you are not the same level, you know. You are so not at the same range. You have now changed. You have become someone's wife. You've become someone's husband. Even the topic discussions, they also now change, because now you are whole married. You know, when you get into marriage, you change, because now it's like you are more like an adult. It's a whole different life. You are a family now. You have a different family. You are creating your own family and all that. So now they feel like, they don't want to respect you, because they know that, me to respect Francina because she's married. No, we are the same age. Why should I respect her if we are the same age? But she's a married person. You need to respect. You need to show some respect and all that. It's exactly 6 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. You can call us in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on this, onto why should we respect each other, you know, what causes also the disrespect, why do you find yourself being disrespected regardless of who you are, where you stand and all that, you know. Some come in, the respect comes in with who you are, where you stand, what you do. And some come with the respect of, it's just you, they just respect you, not because of who you are, what you do. They just, in general, they just respect you, because we need to respect each other. Whether we share the same titles, we stand in the same, we are in the same age group, or we do the same thing for a living, but just respect in general. Even if it's a stranger and all that. You know, sometimes some kids also just respect, their own parents, you know, and not respect all the adults, because it's your mom, it's your dad, it's your auntie. You just respect the adults that you know, but you don't respect all the adults that you come across with. Now you are in town, you are at the shop, or you're just walking in the street. Now instead of you see an adult, just respect, show the respect, you greet or something, you just pass by. You know, you find some parents have come to your home, to your parents' house, or wherever you are, you find adults in the house. Instead of greeting them, you just walk away, or you greet them walking away. you know, like there's some cultures have that have rules, like in my culture, in our culture, you obviously, when there's an elder that has come to visit or pay a visit, you don't greet walking away. You like, I think it's like you bow down, not bow down, but you try to, like, you sit, you know, and you greet the adult, like, not like sit on the chair, I just forgot the word, but you say tokalonchonge toko bifongulunu, you know, and you are there, you finish greeting, and then you walk away. But nowadays, you find the child's greeting the adult, standing, greet, when they're done greeting, they go. Some of them even greet while they're walking away, you know. So sometimes it's according to how you are raised, like I said. That's what sometimes it determines now your respect. How do you respect the adults? Is it because you know them, or you just respect the ones you know, but you don't respect the strangers? You know, some people just respect the ones they know and not strangers, because you see a new face in your home, you just create, you don't even show the respect and all that, because you're like, ah, who is she? Or even like, where they school, because you see like, ah, she schools in the village and I'm a town girl, so why should I respect him or her if he or she's just a village person and all that? But that village person can be your destiny helper tomorrow, can be your, you know, life is short, you know. Today you'll be like, we have to respect who, because you're with your parents, because you're with your guardian angel. They can pass away anytime. Today, tomorrow, you are all alone. And now, who wanna be with you if you have no respect? And that person that you're trying to show disrespect is someone that was going to help you. Someone was going to be with you in terms of if any situation comes up or issue comes up, he or she will be the one to be with you. But now, because of your manners, the respect that you don't have, who wanna be with you? That's why it's very important now as parents to also make sure we raise up our children very well, just to make sure that even if you find yourself sick, gone, they'll be able to raise or look after the child, because they know that he or she has manners. Now the child has no respect and you end up gone, and some have fear of, I cannot be with him or her. You know, some kids have now grown, they are 15, 16, 17, they are teenagers now, and they have no respect. There are some that can be, that can be raised from that age, where they can be like told or taught to show respect, how to respect adults, and they can get it right. And there's just some that are stubborn, you know. There are some that are stubborn, and even if you try to raise them, you know, to take off where the guardian has left off in terms of teaching them or learning them respect, teaching them respect, I mean, pardon me, it's now when they fail to not do what they have to do because of what's happening. Now they'll be like, made to stay with whose child, because the child will have no respect. Because of what? Because of the way some parents have raised the kids. And sometimes not because of how parents raise the kids, but sometimes also who they socialize themselves with. You know, if the child socializes themselves with kids with no respect, when they come home, whatever happens in the street, they bring it along there. But sometimes we just need to show some respect, you know. If you have noticed of or observed that your child has come home, and the way they are behaving today, it's no respect at all. You know, they have done something that moment. Sometimes you just need to show them or discipline them that moment, that no, that's not respect at all. You know, sometimes a child is grounded or scolded because of this, they run straight to their rooms, or they you are speaking to them and or asking them something, they're just quiet, and they've sometimes learned this outside. Now, instead of trying to correct them that moment while it's still fresh, they let things go, they let things slide, and the child will grow up with such a thing that it always happens, but nothing is done towards me and all that. Now, also, you might be too forgiving or passive or aggressive or subtle to disrespect. You know, not disrespect, not all disrespect is loud. Sometimes it's interrupting you, ignoring your contributions, making jokes at your expense, never apologizing, minimizing your feelings. You know, sometimes you are not, like, let me say, for example, you are with your family members, you are in a gathering, or you guys are having a meeting, maybe discussing on something. Maybe it's a wedding, and you guys have to sit down and discuss how you guys are going to do all the chores, who's going to be responsible of this and all that. It's a funeral, still the same thing, or just something that is a family that you guys are planning to host at home or something. And now it's now time for everyone to put in their inputs on, or give their inputs on what they think is right, or what they want to be done, or what needs to be done. So now, because they know that now it's my cousin, the teacher, that's speaking. Everyone is listening, and then someone that has maybe a grade 10 report, or someone that's improving their grades, or someone that's just hustling, just someone that's maybe sells kapana or fat cakes or ice or whatever they do, just a small business, is speaking, you are interrupting. Now the person is busy trying to share their views or opinion, or trying to contribute to what's being said. You know, sometimes maybe you are being asked, okay, how can we do about this as a family? How should we do this? How should things be done? What time should we wake up to do the preparations and all that? So as the teacher was speaking, everyone was quiet, paying attention. But now, because the hustler has now also started to has stood up and wants to give their views or their opinion onto what should be done or whatever needs to be said, you guys start interrupting. You start not even listening. You one is busy on their phone, one is standing up going to speak on the phone, one is answering the phone right in front of the person. No one is listening. They even when once a person is done speaking, they just ignore what they have said. And sometimes that person gave the best point of view, while this educated one hasn't given something that's helpful. Now, because you feel like you just want to go with the teacher's idea because you know of who they are, where they stand, and not take along with what this one that's hustling or trying to make a living has said. So this is one of the things also, or maybe whatever they contribute, someone has contributed something, maybe even just something small, maybe something within $50 and all that. Now you were like, I wonder what she got for me, I wonder what she brought. And then you opened it, it's just paper plates, plastic plates, two of them, three of them, that are wrapped and put in a box. And now you are like, it's plates. Or you won't even open it, I'm like, this can wait. You are busy opening those that are well off. Sometimes they can also surprise you. You know, you open the gift and just something more valuable than someone that's giving you something that's not that much valuable. Ekel FM, good morning.
Morning, Francina. Francina.
Yes, Francina.
How are you?
Fine, thank you, Uncle Bwana. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Mani.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
They're quite a very important, complex topic.
Mm-hmm.
So, how are you? Mommy, get ready to go to town, eh?
Okay.
So other person, sorry for interruption.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, it's very important, Mami, that mm-hmm. your discussion is just quite so important.
Mm-hmm.
Though emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's fine. We can always adjust and see whether there are influence coming from outside,
mm-hmm.
from within the home cycle or family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all what we need to do perhaps is just for us to see how we can socialize ourselves,
mm-hmm.
our children, and we all need help.
Yes.
We all need help, especially for those who have grown up
mm-hmm.
with girls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these are spaces which really require, these are our mothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they are also, they can also become vulnerable
mm-hmm.
to many things, maybe because of the nature of their upbringing, they are so soft, and all that kind of thing. But all I know is that with what I could learn from there,
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of lessons, but what I could learn from there, even children, even adults,
yes,
they get so influenced outside there.
Mm-hmm.
Those who are not alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
small by small, before you know what is happening, you are in for it.
Mm-hmm.
Gambling small, but I'm just talking about adults now.
Yes.
And you now see good things sometimes, you impact this, some of these behaviors and attitudes to the little ones, mm-hmm. the young ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they become so addicted to those kind of behaviors. And it's actually very difficult to undo bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the lessons and you are giving outside there, out into the community, the information you are disseminating is so valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But we might not understand it and value it as such, but it's very, very critical to changing of our attitudes, how to have a society that's so much ordinary. But all we see now, a lot of time is confusion. So, thank you, Francis. I was even listening to a nice music, and mm-hmm. then I said, why did they call before the music ends?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very grateful for the lesson that you are giving unto us.
All right, thank you very much, Uncle Buana.
God bless you, man.
Have a wonderful weekend.
The same is wished unto you.
All right.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Alright, you can call us in studio on 0832-888-401. That's 0832-888-401. We have exactly 39 minutes until we come to the end of our show, and it's exactly 21 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. If you have just tuned in, you're listening to Social Times with Francina, and that's of course on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. And I was talking about respect. Respect? Why should we respect, each other, whether we have gone someone in life, whether we are trying, whatever stage you are, wherever you are, whatever you do, whoever who you are, respect is needed. And not because of titles, because of age and all that. And also, now I'm busy looking on what causes disrespect. Why are we disrespecting each other? Eagle FM, good morning.
Mm-hmm. That's the point I miss, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The one that you should respect.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, we must respect each other as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
The respect of life, the respect of dignity,
mm-hmm.
all those kind of values and norms. And many a times we don't respect even our children.
Yes.
So, especially when it comes to gender.
Mm.
You see, me, I'm a man.
Yes.
I'm a man. I'm the owner of the house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the head man. Even headship. You know, when you talk about what a man is the head of the house.
Yes.
And apparently a woman must just submit. to submit even to the men. How can a woman, your wife, submit to the to you when you are cruel?
Yes.
You don't even respect her as a woman, as your wife, as your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are saying, yeah, respect. So respect, it doesn't have any bond, I mean, any boundary, mm-hmm. so to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about because of the status. And many a time,
mm-hmm.
especially our mothers, women, they just want to respect somebody who's driving a very nice car.
Mm-hmm.
A car. Somebody, your husband or your wife who is an institutional worker,
mm-hmm.
instead of using a word of cleaner and whatever. So just your wife working as an administrative clerk, you think, you want somebody who's, you know, that's economic status.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big problem. And many a times the relationship, the marriage issues and that, you know, is just because of the money. And we cannot even drive that car. We won't. So let's give respect no matter how.
Mm-hmm.
If your wife, kuchana, wabazi shuambo. Upunani venya chaye, ama mnjombolo ongorogesia. Ongorogesia.
Mm-hmm.
Onune unyanu inalongwa pamoja na ndugu tena yo grade 12. Yo nyowe teke ku China yako university anuongora kesia. So those are the people that my colleagues were telling me in gender study that no. That when we get educated, men don't want to marry us.
Mm.
If we are not educated, what are these anuongora kesia?
Mm-hmm.
They want to manipulate and all these things. Mm-hmm. This teaching needs to get into our children, even young men now.
Mm-hmm.
They say they want somebody who is at higher stage, at higher level or whatever, economic or political status.
Mm-hmm.
But will you enjoy your peace there? So let's respect each other, whether somebody is educated or not. You will have a good wife if you marry somebody who understands that informal teaching and learning and norms and all these things. So please, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. And something that you mentioned there quickly, Uncle Bwana, when you said about trying to choose the ones that are now educated and all that, someone can be educated but there's no respect. Mara ukutopopio kongolo efia okunomika.
Yes. Shasho kwalongo mikalo moso, kwalongo mikalo kucha. Nye, anu shike. Anu akarona wonga ipi. Dami anu ngege murwa, imaliwa ilo shike. Shasho no hona alongwa. Sometimes they go to the Johannesburg meeting. When they are there in Johannesburg, they do their own funny thing. Oh, alongwa u. Because the person has been socialized in this informal training or upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nene Shiverjank.
Ewa, tangita.
Good.
That's something very much important that was mentioned by Uncle Bwana. And you can call us at 0832-888-401. Share with us your views and opinion on to why should we respect each other, whether you have nothing or you have something, you know. And he actually mentioned something very important that reminds me of, like, marriage. Now, you are running after someone that's educated, yes, but do they have the respect? Not all of them have the respect because they know that I have all the money. Even if you are not respecting me and all that, I have all the money and all that. And then the one that's unemployed, that's hustling here and there, there is so much respect because of how they raise. You know, sometimes money changes people. Some, they remain who they are. Some are changed because of what they get. Now, even as a husband, because you know that you got your, you are looking, you found yourself a wife that's unemployed, uneducated, you take advantage of that. You don't show respect. It's your wife. And you have to obviously show the respect. But because you know that you are the one who you are the headman. Obviously, yes, you are the headman. But because you know that you are the one who buys food in the house, pay for the bills, do everything, give her money for cosmetics and everything, you are showing her disrespect. But that's something where you have to, like, once you marry someone like that, take her as your mother also, you know? Show the respect and the love, you know, because yes, you are doing everything, the household, I mean, that you paying the bills and everything, but she's taking care of your children that you guys have together. She's making sure the house is clean. She's making sure that there is food in the house. Okay, yes, you are giving the money, but there are some that you give the money, but they buy unnecessary things. But someone that has all the respect and all that will make sure that they bring up the house the way it's supposed to be brought up. You know, they, and you know, it's not easy raising up a child. They go through a lot also. I know you're also going through a lot at work. You have to make sure you, bring something on the table. But sometimes we need to respect, whether educated or uneducated, the respect needs to be there. We have an ad coming up in a few seconds. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency.
O Black Friday jino Shoprite go gonile o fandisa o nene yo komvo o maskoga nage ke o mirongo mbali na gheri so mirongo ntato November no uvo o firwa ko so papere senda o mirongo ntano mini mangashi o KG ne vinti mbo yojwa rumba ka defa yo real gold ke se mirongo heta tuna ntano azi ke o KG on longo do sera o Black Prophet cook ke se mirongo ntato azi ke o sho KG mbali zo mahini ko maire ko plain culture ta ko mirongo nena ntano azi ke I no paru sa o maskoga ni ko kupisa na kupwe o go Shoprite. Okay.
And it's exactly 30 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. We have exactly 30 minutes until we hand over the mic to the big mic. And moving on to another thing that creates or why one is being disrespected again is you haven't yet developed strong self-respect signals. You know, sometimes we invite the disrespect to ourselves. You know, we allow people to disrespect us because of how you also carry yourself. You know, you speak badly about yourself, you apologize excessively, you shrink your opinions, you judge yourself harshly, and others may mirror that energy. So sometimes the way you behave yourself can invite disrespect. You know, sometimes the things you do in public, the things you do to yourself, can invite disrespect. Now, one would be like, why should I respect her if she or he doesn't respect herself? You know, you are in public, you went out, and you have enough of your alcohol and all that. Now you start doing all funny things and all that. And if someone comes across you every time doing the same thing, do you think tomorrow you expect them to respect you? No. Because of what? It's because of what you do. Same thing as to families. Things happen in homes. Adults are fighting. Parents are fighting in front of the kids. Your father, the husband is saying this to the wife. The wife is saying this to the husband. Tomorrow, do you expect the child to respect you? No. Because of what they heard. What the parents were saying to each other. You argue in front of the kids that, oh, because you found out that your husband is cheating or your wife is cheating, or your husband did this or your wife did this. Now you are saying it in front of the child instead of going into a private room and discuss it. And if you know that you can't hold your temper, at least just to go do it somewhere away from the kids. You are doing it in front of them. So tomorrow you find the child is doing something. You tell the child that no, what you are doing is wrong. He or she will back chat you or answer you back that, why should I stop doing it if you are also what? You know? Because why is a child behaving like that? It's because the child has seen what has been happening in front of him or her. You know, they have experienced, they have seen what the parents were doing in front of them. So tomorrow you think they will take it as it's something that's wrong. No, they'll think it's something right because you as parents did it in front of your children. So also parents, let's avoid doing things in front of kids because they can take it as something right. Tomorrow they'll do it and you are very embarrassed. Why? Because what you did is something wrong. And this also way, this how also kids now also don't respect you because of your behavior, because of what you do in public or in front of them. So they'll consider it like, why should I respect her if she's the one that's always insulting people, doing this, doing that. They will think it's something right because you are doing it continuously. And you know, sometimes when you're under the influence of alcohol, you are in front of your kids, you are drunk, you are insulting people, you are insulting your parents. She sees her, he or she sees her grandmother being insulted, he or she sees her grandmother being beaten up by her mother or father, he or she sees her mother and father doing, you know, fighting or doing this and that. You think they will think it's something wrong. They'll be like, the one that beats my grandmother, now why shouldn't I do it if it's also what you do? So that you also bring disrespect to yourself. Your actions, sometimes the way you behave and the things you do will attract disrespect because they'll be like, you are fine with it. So why should you feel bothered or angered or angry about something that I'm doing to you or saying to you if it's what you do? You are fine with it, right? So that's why you find yourself being disrespected and all that. We are going for another short musical break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned and do not leave that frequency.
It makes you cry. Have you ever needed something so sad you can't sleep at night? Have you ever tried to find the words but they don't come them right? Understand. Have you ever had someone steal your heart away? You'd give anything to make them feel the same. Have you ever searched for words to get you in the heart, but you don't know what to say and you don't know where to start? To their eyes. Have you fallen back?
you in my arms, baby. What do I gotta say to get to your heart, to make you understand how I need you next to me? Gotta get you in my world, 'cause baby, I can't sleep.
To give. Who knows e carga più.
Eu sei que você gosta, mas a mão na minha boca. Por favor, não me sufoca. Eu sei que você é louca. Eu sei que você gosta de me encostar na parede. Deixa minha boca com sede, assim vou ficar bem quente.
Só de olhar pro teu rosto, teu provocar já me dá gosto. Não me deixa apanhar do ar. Meu lábio treme está maiare. Teu corpo quero eu tocar. Cuidado, não me põe de lado. Quero ser o teu namorado. Morado. Ai, ai, você é louca, more. Gosto quando me beijas na boca. Eu sinto calor.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. As jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet, kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
Arrepiado, somos teu amigo secreto. Me levo contigo porque eu sei que te cuido bem. Eu sei que você gosta, passar tua mão na minha boca. Por favor, não me sufoca. Eu sei que você é louca. Eu sei que você gosta de me encostar na parede. Deixa minha boca com sede, assim vou ficar bem quente.
Eu gosto quando tu te aproximas de mim. O beijo me sufoca, não quero sair daqui. Eu tenho desenhado de propósito pra mim. O chat, o que eu quero é te sentir. Mas o que eu gosto mesmo em ti é quando tu te vestes só pra mim. Risada de malandra, vem minha rainha.
Ai, ai, você é louca, more. Gosto quando me beijas na boca. Eu sinto um calor dentro de mim. Eu fico assim, bem arrepiado, sou o teu amigo secreto. Me levo contigo porque eu sei que te cuido bem.
Eu sei que você gosta, passar tua mão na minha boca. Por favor, não me sufoca. Eu sei que você é louca. Eu sei que você gosta de me encostar na parede. Deixa minha boca com sede, assim vou ficar bem quente.
Gosto mais quando me aperta. Está calor, beija minha boca.
Por favor,
não fala mais nada.
Meu amor,
passa tua mão
na minha boca.
Gosto mais quando me aperta.
Está calor,
beija minha boca.
Por favor,
não fala mais nada.
Meu amor,
passa tua mão
na minha boca.
Gosto mais quando me aperta.
Está calor,
vem minha venezuelana. Vem o tchatcha, vem me levar.
Meu amor,
não tem como não deixar.
God found me a woman, my woman, my priority. She fell in love with who I am. She means the whole world to
I just want you to know you trust me better than I trust myself. I just wanna give you love. Cause when I cross my eyes, I know you are right here with me by my side forever. Do you know how much I pray for you? Oh, pray for so long for you, darling. Be my forever, I promise to never. Belong to you,
belong to you,
belong to me,
belong to me.
I give you my heart,
ooh, yeah.
This is my vow. When you see the red,
see you
under your umbrella. I give you my heart,
ooh, yeah.
This is my vow. Mapenzi yetu itakuwa milele,
milele.
Pe utaona. Utaona, we utaona. He's on a high anymore. I love you like Christ left church. Nobody could take your place, yeah. You are my number one. And I'm gonna be faithful. Make your day so wonderful. Honey, can I take your pain away? Far away. Mm-hmm. You love me better than I. I just want you to know you trust me better than I trust myself. I just wanna give you love. Cause when I cross my eyes, I know you are right here with me by my side forever. Do you know much I pray for you? Oh, pray for so long for you, darling. Be my forever, I promise to never lay you down, baby. This is my love. I belong to you,
belong to you,
you belong to me,
you belong to me.
I give you my heart,
ooh, yeah.
This is my vow. Can you see the red?
See the
okay, umbrella. I give you my heart. This is my vow. This is forever. Forever. I give you my heart.
Yeah.
This is my vow.
All right, and that was the sounds of Medi, My Vow. It's exactly 52 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. That means we have exactly 8 minutes until we come to the end of our topic discussion, and we'll be handing over to Mike. Handing over the mic to the big mic, as he always says. Now, I was looking on or touching on respect. Why should we show each other respect? And also onto why are we being disrespected? What causes the disrespect, you know? And I was, before we went for the musical break, I was busy on the reason why you are being sometimes being disrespected is because of you not respecting yourself, you failing to respect yourself. People often treat you the way you treat yourself. You speak badly about yourself, you apologize excessively, and you judge yourself harshly. So now if you are busy not showing yourself the respect, how do you expect them to respect you? Because now they feel like it's right with what you are doing to yourself. Whatever you are doing to yourself, you are fine with it. So they also do the same thing because you are failing to respect yourself. So now, we also like, touched or looked on the lack of empathy, whereby I said some people simply don't pause to imagine someone else's experience. Fear or insecurity, when people feel threatened or inferior, they may disrespect others to regain a sense of control or superiority. Superiority, cultural or social conditioning. Many are raised in environments where certain groups aren't valued, and they carry those bias into adulthood. Lack of self-respect is something that I was recently speaking about before we went for the musical break, where it's hard to offer what you don't have. You know, people who feel worthless often project that outward. Power dynamics also sometimes, whether in workplace, families, or society, those with power can become blind to how their actions affect others. Stress and emotional overload. When people are overwhelmed, they stop paying attention to the impact of their behavior. Dehumanization. It becomes easier to disrespect someone when you see them as either wrong or less than. Absence of role models. If someone grows up seeing disrespect as normal, communication, they normalize it without realizing it. This is also what I said in terms of parents or couples fighting in front of kids, or parents or couples, or an adult doing something in front of a child. They will consider it something is right, and they also disrespect you because you did something. You keep on doing something in front of them. Tomorrow they'll be like, ah, she does this. Why should I respect her? You are busy smoking in front of the kid. Tomorrow he or she'll be doing the same thing. Maybe like you have no respect. You are busy scolding your partner in front of the child, saying things. Tomorrow the child is being ordered to go do something. They won't do it because they'll be like, why should I do it if you are what, you see? So they consider something is right. That's all why we fail to respect, and, also loss of trust. When authority figures lie, you manipulate or show hypocrisy. Respect breaks quickly. Misalignment of values, where if someone's principles conflict with the rules or the person enforcing them, respect erodes. And, unawareness, you know, this is now where when we fail to respect boundaries. Unawareness, some people don't recognize boundaries because they were never taught how they work. You know, entitlement, someone may feel they deserve special access to others like time, emotions, or space. Poor communication, many boundaries are unspoken or unclear, making it easy to cross them unintentionally because you're unclear about your boundaries. You're not communicating them well to the people or to your family members or to your colleagues, so they won't take them intentionally. You know, codependency, people who try too hard to please or save others may also violate their own boundaries or ignore others' boundaries. Cultural differences, norms around personal space, privacy, and communication vary wildly. Like I said, like in our culture as bambos, when you are greeting an adult, you have to, you know, go on your knees and greet an adult, or yeah, just for to show the respect and all that. So Also, we touched on the reason to why we fail to respect ourselves, whereby we low self-worth. When, you know, people don't value themselves, they tolerate disrespect or behave disrespectfully. Trauma, you know, past harm, whatever happened in the past, your relationship with yourself or with others. The fear of conflict. People may let others cross boundaries to avoid discomfort. You know that what they are doing is disrespectful, but you will fear that you maybe might find yourself in a conflict and all that. And lack of identity without a strong sense of who they are may, many don't know what they should defend or protect. So now, how to repair respect after it's been damaged? You know, sometimes if you know that you think of it, there's always a way how to repair it after it has been ruined or damaged. So repairing respect after it's been damaged, it's absolutely possible, like I said, but it requires intention, honesty, and consistency. Respect doesn't return at all at once, but if it rebuilds in layers, it can help. And also, if you want to identify exactly what broke the respect, you can sometimes you can, you know, specify triggered. What am I saying? Something specific can be triggered. A boundary was crossed, a lie or betrayal happened, someone dismissed feelings or needs, there was repeated inconsiderate behavior, a moment of disrespect escalated, and you can't fix what you don't understand. So sometimes you need to, like, at least ask yourself as to what action or pattern changed, or how you or we view each other. And sometimes you also need to acknowledge it openly and take accountability. This is essential, whether you are the one repairing your behavior or inviting someone else to repair theirs. You know, if you have caused the damage, your own actions without excuses, and acknowledge the impact it had. And respect sometimes grows when people take responsibility. If someone else caused the damage, state calmly what hurt you. Use facts and not attacks. You know, sometimes instead of not attacking, you rather do use the facts. You know, don't demand an apology. Sometimes you need to express what you need to move forward. And practice empathy. Reestablish healthy communication. Rebuild self-respect. Let go of old narratives. And decide honestly whether the respect is worth repairing. You know, sometimes it's for you now, the balls are in your hands, it's for you to decide. And teach emotional regulation, create a culture of mutual respect and not hierarchy, correct your behavior, not identity, teach accountability, show self-respect, like I said, make respect a daily habit and not a one-time lesson. You know, small, consistent interactions shape long-term behavior, like daily habits, like listening, checking in, honest communication, gratitude, calm, correction, or modeling emotional maturity. Respect grows through repetition. And another thing is that time up. It's actually 1 minute past the hour of 11 o'clock. I haven't been checking my time. So we have actually come to the end of our topic discussion. We've come to the end of Social Times. That's of course with Francina. And now we'll be handing over to the big mic. And so guys, we just have one more day to December, and this is a time where so many things happen, you know, weddings, get together, family events, unveiling of tombstones, so many things happen, the unexpected events like funerals, the planned ones and all that. And this is the way we get to meet new people, we get to meet new family members, we get to catch up, we get time to spend together, and so many things go on, you know, during this festive season. And this is a time where you now have to also try to show the respect, you know. Try to show the respect. Kids are going for holidays. Try to teach them respect. As they come back, they have learned 1, 2, 3 things. Try to correct them, you know. Try to discipline them. You know, as they come back, they come as back as renewed, different people, or different person and all that. And let's try to respect each other. As we are going home now, we are going to meet different kind of people. We'll be meeting those that are well off, those that are uneducated, those different kind of people. But let's just respect them irregardless of who they are, where they stand in life. Let's show the respect. Let's have boundaries. Let's, behave towards people in the rightful manner, in the rightful way. Let's show all the love, you know. And, you know, love and respect is something very much important. And, you know, respect is something that can also make one emotional. You know, when the respect is not being shown, when you're not getting the respect, when it's something really painful, because it makes you think deeper. You end up thinking and asking yourself as to why am I not being respected? Is it because I'm uneducated? It's because I'm still job hunting? It's because I'm unemployed? It's because of why am I not being respected? And you know, when you think of all such things, it can make you think a lot. You end up trying to, one can even take their own life because of that, because they feel like they are unworthy. Yes, they feel like you are not worth it, because there's no one showing you the respect. You are at family events, no one notices you. You are at family gatherings, meetings, you are trying to give your input, no one is trying to listen to you, they are interrupting, but other people, they are listening to. So you feel like you're not worth it, you're not worth living and all that. So guys, let's show love to each other, let's respect each other, let's take care of each other and assist where you can. Let's listen to one another. If someone is going through something, take a chance to listen. Try to help where you can. If you can't help, try to find a solution. If you are unable to solve it yourself, you know, taking your own life is not the solution. Giving up in life is not the only solution to it. There's always a solution to what you are going through. I know sometimes when you try to open up, you find yourself being spoken, you find yourself being on social media, someone speaking or repeating of what you have shared or what you are going through. And guys, let's not take everything to social media, you know. If you find yourself stuck between something, you know, between a rock, try to find a solution somewhere. You know, try to do the right thing. So from me, Francis, let me stop doing the chit chat and give the mic or hand over the mic to the big mic. For me, Francina, it's a goodbye. We shall meet again next Saturday, same time, same place. And that's, of course, on Eagle FM number 1 talk radio station. Do take care of yourself and your loved ones.